Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 44.
I want to thank you for joining me on Table Talk, and if you would, share this with somebody, would you? Just don't keep it to yourself. I said, you know what? There's something to watch, something to listen to that'll be beneficial to you. It'll bless you, and I'd appreciate it very much. We just started last week talking about we need courage. We need courage in this day and age in which we live. And I'm sure every generation could say the same thing because they had different issues. We need courage. So at the beginning of the century, of course, the last 1900s, there was World War I. Did they need courage? Better believe it. And that particular war, Europe was in it really deep before anybody from the United States came to help. And then the terrible Second World War. And then they've had economic ups and downs. And then we've had the Korean War. Not even five years after World War II, the Korean War broke out. And then after that, Vietnam. And after that, conflicts all the way around the world. It had been said, because the major conflicts are major news items, because bad news sells newspapers, that there are 25 wars, skirmishes, border issues with nations, 25 different wars going on around the world at the same time. That's huge. But for the believers, we cannot say, oh God, where's the cave that I can hide in and not have to deal with the issues of the day, not have to listen to the bad news, and not have to contaminate myself with those people, whoever those people are. But we can have the courage of God. We can have the courage of God when we go to Him for that strength that comes from Almighty God. Listen to this. In Isaiah chapter 43, is Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2, the word tells us that when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. If you read it carefully, it doesn't say that if you go through the waters. It says when you go through the waters. Oh, but I'm saved. I'm never going to have any problems. It's amazing what new believers believe. They think that when they take on Jesus and salvation, that all my problems go away and I'll never be bothered again. And life is a bed of roses and yay, yippee, no more problems. You might have more intense problems, but you're going to have the equipment to go through those things with God. I'd rather go with things through with God than without God. And so that word tells us that when you go through the waters, I will be with you. Life is a race. I said, I'm not in any race. I'm slow. I'm a walker. I'm not a runner. But listen to this. If you're part of the human race, which you are, you're in the race. They don't think that other folks don't have issues like you have issues. They have issues. Rich people have problems. Educated people have problems. Lawyers have problems. Doctors have problems. Real estate agents have problems. They got issues. Because we think that those people are somehow isolated and insulated from the problems of our world. No, don't be deceived. Sometimes they have more problems than you have. And you have to realize that there's a way out, and that way out is Jesus. And He will help you through the issues of life. And so the Word tells us that when, not if, when you pass through those deep waters, and some of you watching and listening right now, boy, you're in deep water. You might actually be going blub, blub, blub. And I don't know if you're going to make it. You don't know if you're going to make it. But you will make it with the help of Almighty God. You really will. With His strength, you will make it. That verse tells us that when you go through the waters, you are going to find that He is with you. Then it says that when you go through the rivers, they will not overflow you. And when you walk through fire, you'll not be burned. Last couple of Sundays, we've been sharing a beautiful testimony of a man captured by Sean Foyt, that he was taken by a militant group there in the Middle East. And because he was from another tribe, they beat him up and abused him. But when they found out he was a Christian, they were determined to kill him. And they said they poured 20 liters of flammable liquid on him to kill him, light the fire, and see him burn. But every single thing they tried to use did not burn. That liquid would not keep going. It just wouldn't. It was kerosene. It was gasoline. And you know what the match does to gasoline and kerosene? Boom, it's up and it's gone. That man should have been dead. But he said, Jesus came to me in visions. I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. And so when you walk through a literal fire like that fire, or you're going through the fire of trials and tribulation, that's still a fire. You'll not be burned. What happened to the three Hebrew children? Poof, boy, were they in a fire. They were thrown into fiery furnace. Even the guards that threw them in there, they died because of the heat. The guards died, and they just weren't guards. They were the best of the best. If you read that scripture carefully, they were the best of the best. But still, because of the intense heat, they died. And so, there they were, walking, praying. I'm sure in their heart they're saying, God, is this it? Is this it? Is it my time to go? We're ready to go. If it's your time, we're ready for your time. But as we know, the Bible tells us that the fourth man, the great deliverer was there in the middle of the fire with them. And when they came out, the Bible tells us that their clothes was not singed, hair not burned. Total deliverance. And so when you go through that fire of great tribulation, He will be with you. You will not be scarred. You will not be maimed. You will not be set back because of that issue in your life. But through the strength of Almighty God, you will make it. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. The Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.